It only gets faster. Welcome to Fun Friday. I'm John Burdick.
No, I'm Jan Williams.
And this is your place for fun. Find out what's going on, what to do. And we have a little green theme show today for all of you that are Irish here in Park City and want... You get the tradition. You get to be Irish. Just have to wear green on Monday.
Is that it?
Which is St. Patrick's Day. I love it.
I've got plenty of St. Patrick's Day questions.
Do you really?
Plenty.
Excellent. Well, I've been celebrating most of my life, and so have some other people. So I have done some research. You're going to feel smarter after today's show, which most people out there do because, you know, the Fun Friday facts.
There are facts.
There are facts to be had. Shall we kick right into it? Why is St. Patrick's Day on the 17th? Because St. Patrick died on March 17th, 461. We've been celebrating this guy's death since 461 A.D.
See, so there's question number one. So the whole deal is we're celebrating the death and not the
Yep,
birth.
With St. Patrick's Day okay. falling in the middle of Lent, a period of fasting before Easter, it became the only day with the Lenten restrictions on alcohol and food were lifted. I love the Catholic Church. So you get dispensation for these 2 days.
Or so they, right in the middle when we're starting to crack.
There's only one day. No. Yep. So let's see. Traditional Irish color was blue for St. Patrick's Day. Apparently green was taken by something
else. That kills
else.
Me. Green was taken.
Yeah, so,
we can't have green. It's so taken. What does that mean?
I don't really know. It's on the internet. It's got to be true. So let's see. Yeah, from 1882 to 1931 when they switched to green.
Who had it?
I didn't look that part up.
See,
I'm sorry.
These, that's okay.
I have failed in my Irish endeavors here. So the traditional drink is brown ale, but you can do the green thing, which I think is yellow and blue food coloring is where you get the green beer.
Can't you just use green food coloring and eliminate the middleman?
You can now that they make that, but it's more fun to really, you know,
go invest with the blue thing.
You go with the traditional blue and then you throw in a little yellow. So
they started with blue, but blue beer was not as appealing as green beer. So as soon as green became available, they jumped ship.
They did jump ship.
And it's a confusing holiday.
So we did some other things. We have a couple guests on today's show. So we're bringing in Mike from Top Shelf to teach us how to make some of your Irish cocktails, and he's going to, I think, bring in a creative, a Casey original.
Oh.
Casey owns the company.
Nice. And, is there an Irish kitty cocktail?
A kitty cocktail. Well, yeah, I'm sure we can do like a Shirley Temple with just the green coloring in it.
Yeah.
But that red wouldn't work out too well.
Let's ask him about that.
We will definitely look into our non-alcoholic cocktails because those are always fun as well, and you need those in between the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike Budd, our chef extraordinaire from out at Maxwell's, will come by, and I challenged him to teach me how to make Irish soda bread, which sounded delicious.
Irish and soda bread. Yeah, that's good. The whole... What's the other one?
The other one?
Cabbage and the corned beef.
Well, the corned beef cabbage is the traditional thing. He maybe will tell us how to make that. And then I wanted to find out about Irish stew. So that one sounded good.
So there's plenty of food and drink around St. Patrick's Day.
There is.
And parades and things are going on.
Ooh, parades. Do you know when the first parade in New York was?
The first St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yes.
No.
Okay, cool. So I will ooh, and I've got some fun facts. So we'll get maybe some callers to call in the middle in between guests, and we'll get them to tell us maybe one of their good arable that is can
yes.
be
nice
can be listed
clean.
Here on KPCW.
Yeah, like a toast. One of your an Irish
ooh,
toast.
We want to do that one. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Irish toast or something.
1762, first Irish parade
in
New York City. Yes.
That and surprises me.
It didn't become a national holiday in Ireland until 1903, and they didn't really celebrate it in Dublin. The first parade in Dublin was in 1931. Yeah, it was British soldiers in 1762 in New York City to honor St. Patrick.
1762.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Irish, they know how to party. I'm telling you.
And they came to America and went, we're celebrating holidays.
You know, they
My
had
name
the kilts.
Is Hallmark.
They had the kilts. They had to bust them out one day a year.
It's just sitting in the closet.
Yep.
Okay. Let's thank some underwriters.
Okay, so stay tuned. We have some other things. We have tickets to give away on today's show.
Yep.
So keep it here at kbcw.org. KPCW.org or KPCW 91.9 FM.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Discover a new nugget of local history each week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:45, Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:45, and Saturday mornings at 8:45. Brought to you by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
Hello, this is Jennifer Kimball with Zermatt Resort and Spa, proud supporters of KPCW. The Spa at Zermatt offers services inspired by the classical European spa experience, including body treatments, facials, nail services, massage, and our new bridal menu. Open daily at Zermatt Resort in Midway, 435-709-9596 or ZermattResort.com.
.com. It's all .com. It's .ocom. I still can't get over the New York parade in 1762. That's amazing to me.
Yes.
I don't know why that's so surprising, but it is.
It's all right. And then related thing, mm-hmm. 200 years later, they start
200 year gap.
There's a little bit of a gap.
But in 1962
was the first time they dyed the Chicago River green.
Oh, okay.
So
1962. And who decided to do that?
I want to say it was Mayor Blandick, it was a mayor of Chicago that came up with it.
Okay.
And so we had 40 pounds of green dye goes into the Chicago River.
I thought maybe it started as an accident.
Oh, no.
Okay. Is it the glowing green?
No, there were two drunken plumbers.
is what it says.
They were from Plumbers Local 11 in
there
Chicago.
You go. Hey,
and they were responsible for turning it green. But I think that the city agreed with it. And it was definitely a... Maybe it was a mayor before Blandick. I mean, Mayor Byrne.
Yeah,
she got credit,
wasn't
too.
Wasn't it Daley for 100 years?
Well, Daley, yeah. Daley had... five terms, maybe. And then his son made it two or three terms as mayor of Chicago.
There's local Irish things going on, too.
Yes.
So let's give a little shout out to the annual St. Patrick's Day dinner dance at St. Mary's White Pine Parish Hall.
Okie dokie, okay. St. Mary's, good place to celebrate.
Of course, it's annual, and everybody knows about it.
Yep.
So I want to remind everybody, or if you're new in town, check it out. It is the 15th.
That would be tomorrow.
Okay. That's at 6:30.
All right.
Okay.
Tickets are cheap. What is it? Like $20, $25, and you get dinner?
Yeah. Suggested donation of $25 per person.
Yes.
So a suggested donation.
And they got a good Irish band that's playing. They played there last year, too.
Live music, cash bar, of course, because they're the Catholics. It's a cash bar. That's a great world.
You definitely don't want to include the Irish
bring
bar.
Bring cash. No swiping of the card. Bring the Catholics cash. They've got big baskets. They know how to handle it. So check it out. Yes.
Cash is green.
Yeah, there you go. It's a cash bar. We're supporting it. I'm not making fun of it. It's annual. It's the dinner dance. It's a whole lot of fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Yeah, so go check it out. If you have never been there, you might want to go. Take a date. Is St. Patrick's Day a big date night?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it more singles?
Here we go. I got one of those traditional Irish blessings and about the dates. Where did I put those?
Okay.
We'll get to that through
that one. And while you're doing that,
here's to women's kisses and whiskey and amber beer. Not as sweet as women's kisses, but darn sight more sincere. And where's the other one? Here's to being single, drinking doubles, and seeing triple.
I like it.
There's a couple Irish blessings for you.
Say that one again.
There we go. Here's to being single, drinking doubles, and seeing triple.
I like it. Okay, so everybody could be single on St. Patrick's Day.
I can. Yes.
Because he was a saint. He was single.
He was a priest.
Okay.
He was a little single.
Okay. There's stuff going on. So what we're going to do is...
tickets to give away.
Yeah, I know. We've got stuff to give away.
Oh, the tumbleweed thing? We're giving away tickets to that?
Yeah, it's tumbleweeds. The Utah Film Center presents the 4th annual Tumbleweeds Film Festival for Children and Youth. And it's March 14th through the 16th. So it's right now.
It's this weekend. Yeah, it just started, I think, yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
No, today.
It was today. These are for two. So this little voucher is for two, and we have four of them. So if you want to take the kid's kid, it's for two people, to the Utah Film Center Tumbleweeds Film Festival for Children, Give us a call, 655-8255, and we'll have to come up with a crazy green question, maybe some sort of
quiz. Have to call in with their toast.
There you go.
If they have a toast to
call
talk
in
about.
With the toast.
And we'll do that after our drinking guests.
Yes. So
that
think
are,
of your
have
toast.
Just arrived, and I was wondering why we booked the bartender at 9:15 in the morning.
Because that is what we do.
But that's how they roll, and he made it to our show.
Yeah.
So we've got that, and the Tumbleweeds Festival, I believe, is both at the Park City Library and also down in Salt Lake at the library.
Yep.
So I think these tickets are good for either location.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely want to get these. But after we talk to Mike from Top Shelf, Mike, welcome to Fun Friday. And thank you so much for getting up at 9:15 to talk cocktails.
Yeah, it's not a usual bartender time, is it?
No.
Well, maybe for your world.
No, not typically, but
okay.
Good morning, Park City. Welcome,
go.
John. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oh yeah,
pleasure
it's always
to be
fun.
Here.
I figured you couldn't have a show about St. Patrick's Day without getting an official bartender in and some Casey cocktail creations that have come together. So, what do you traditionally? What do you think is the most popular drink on today? If you were thinking alcohol or on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, funny you ask, John. And,
what a coincidence.
It's a fun Friday.
I'm certainly
of course
here to talk
funny.
About that. You know, in Park City, typically you're going to go out and see your car bombs.
Yes, the Irish car bomb. I've
car
heard
bomb
of this
after
cocktail.
Car bomb after
what's
car
that?
Bomb. The car bomb is basically a Jameson whiskey, Kahlua, and or Bailey's. It can be made in several different variations. But I'm here to talk
together?
To you.
Oh, it gets
yes,
better. And it gets better.
And a Guinness beer altogether, too. So basically, it's a pretty wholesome shooter, if you will, because you have to drink it quickly. Otherwise, the Bailey's will curl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know the curdling factor. I've never had to wait that long. But
silly.
The Guinness thing, you got to make sure. And it did not fill up the pint because it's actually a car bomb. You drop the shot into the Guinness, and then you chug the whole thing.
You're chugging Guinness?
I mean,
well, this is a world I just don't live in, so
yes.
I'm opening opportunities.
This is why we bring in professionals
to
talk cocktails.
So after one, you're done?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning.
That's the start. So all those are mixed. That seems very sweet to me and heavy.
It is.
I got to get out more.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
That one will kill me.
Hey, do you know how many pints of Guinness are traditionally consumed?
Take
a guess. On St. Patrick's Day.
No, I mean just in general versus St. Patrick's Day. So on average, Guinness sells like 5.5 million pints of beer on St. Patrick's Day. That number jumps to 13 million pints of Guinness.
That?
In a day.
In a day.
Oh.
Yes. We at the restaurant had to stock up with a few extra Guinness.
They're a hearty stock,
kegs.
Aren't they?
Oh yeah, we got to get it on Friday, otherwise they might run out. All right, what is another good cocktail that you think we should have on St. Patrick's Day?
So I'm really excited here to try and get the Park City folk, most importantly, away from these car bombs and these beers with green food coloring or green beers, if you will. And, you know, class it up a little bit. Challenge yourself.
Nice.
Challenge your local bartender
into
making something delicious
that
suits your own palate. And
if you're doing it at home, I mean, if you're having like
a
little party or something, like have some friends over.
Absolutely. And from the car bomb, we'll move right on to a shooter that we really enjoy called the Darby O'Gill.
The Darby O'Gill. You got to say it with an accent.
Yes, yes.
What's in that? Oh, he's checking it out.
And the Darby O'Gill is basically just Jameson Irish whiskey and lime juice.
Really?
And for me, I prefer my Jameson just on the rocks. But if you add a little citrus in there as a shooter, sure, why not?
Makes it a little more delicate.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, gives it a little flavor. Interesting. So never would think to put these combinations together.
You know, and another popular shooter in Park City may be the Red-Headed Irishman.
The Red-Headed Irishman.
Yes, sir. And you'll see
they have good names.
Yeah, certainly. You'll see the common theme. I'm sticking with the Irish whiskey because we're celebrating Irish-American heritage. Irish heritage.
Well, you got Jameson and then the English version that people, if they're true Irishmen, don't drink Bushmill because that's made in England.
Yep,
but you also, I like Black Bush is a great great Irish whiskey, and John Powers Irish whiskey, another good choice.
All available in the state of Utah,
they
John.
Are.
Yes, sir.
Why would I even mention it if I couldn't get it?
There you go. It would just be taunting.
Taunting.
Here's what's good, but you can't have it.
I'm still loving the dispensation on St. Patrick's Day. You could the Catholics allow you to drink if you've given up Lent and
they were like,
okay. And you get the corned beef and cabbage.
It's like a free pass?
It's a free pass.
A Lent free pass. sorry, Mom. All right, you got something you could put in a punch bowl if I'm having a party with a bunch of people over?
Something to batch out, certainly. I mean, if you're looking for something a little more spicy and classy, you can start with your Jameson, of course.
Okay.
Add a little ginger liqueur, Domaine Canton, which is a popular one here in Utah.
Okay.
And from that, just a splash of ginger ale over rocks. They call that the spicy Irish.
Okay, that seems
spicy
a little more
Irish.
Tame.
And
I think I can handle that.
Ginger is
going
to be really sharp. So for those folks that like ginger, that's the way to go.
I think that's a good one. Hey, do you have any non-alcoholic cocktails that we could get the kids involved with?
You know, this was an interesting theory I was researching last night, and I came across a lot of food coloring and things like that just to make it green. And then I realized a non-alcoholic margarita would be great.
Limeade. A little fresh lime juice, maybe a dash of orange. What else is in there? Blend
Shirley
up some
O'Temple.
Ice. Shirley O'Temple.
Isn't that the Shirley Temple thing?
That one is would be like green food coloring instead of, I mean, maybe there's a grenadine that's not red or, you know, but that was basically it's Sprite or
not
some kind of lime
soda.
Not
that we want to encourage kids to drink margaritas, but the color, if you gave it an Irish name.
And that's what we're going for
here. If you
here.
Give it some Irish name and make it green, and it could be fun for kids without any reference to margaritas, so that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, Margaret. We'll call it a Margaret Rita.
Oh, Margaret. Maggie. Oh,
Maggie Rita. Oh, Maggie Rita.
Run with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will not see that on the menu
next
year.
That one's not going to make that. Okay, so what other? We got one more that we can talk about?
Classic staple in any classy cocktail bar, the Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Jameson Irish whiskey. Ooh. Add a little orange bitters instead of your normal bitters or some sweet vermouth. If you get those ratios between the bitters and the vermouth right, you're going to be really enjoying
Manhattan.
A nice Manhattan on St. Patrick's Day.
That just ups it one level. A Manhattan. I like it.
Well, you can get the New York thing.
Little
in
hors d'oeuvres. I'm sure a Manhattan is just all by itself. But if you have a little hors d'oeuvres, got some people coming over, you can spice it up a little bit. Give it a little bit of green. And then
any clear grain cocktails if I'm not a whiskey fan?
Clear grain
like
cocktails.
Like maybe a vodka-inspired combination or a gin. Gin seems like a possible mixer.
No, you might as well stick with the traditional
stuff.
Yeah,
just go. I mean,
you
it
know,
is one day
potatoes.
A year.
Yeah, it's one day.
Meat and potatoes
there
here
you
on
go.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay,
yes.
Good to know.
Yeah, meat and potatoes. You
what are you
it.
Doing for St. Patrick's Day? You got an event you have to bartend at?
You know, as of right now, no, but I've spent the past couple St. Patrick's Days roaming Main Street of Park City.
Yes.
And,
do you have a kilt that you wear?
No.
Do you wear green?
No, sir. I do wear green. I try and keep it pretty mellow. I see some outrageous outfits out there sometimes.
You've got to go big
so
or go home.
So if you're going out, you might as well get dressed up. Is this what we're saying?
I'm saying there's...
And is St. Patrick's Day more of a let's go out to a bar and celebrate rather than have a party in... It's more of a go out. So grab your friends, get dressed up, and go out. And then challenge your bartender. Any good bartender would be able to put this together, right? Even if
tell them what's in there. And I'm sure they will surprise you and
you can
really
go to the bar with
it.
Your recipe cards.
Yes.
Hey, I've got some soda bread for you.
I don't even know what that is. But
we'll find out. Yeah, we'll get on to that in a little bit. All right.
I got a question.
Okay, go.
All right. So you have all these fabulous cocktails for St. Patrick's Day. Do you have any recommendations for the day after St. Patrick's Day to kind of alleviate the pain here?
You already know water. That's
coconut water is the new trick. That one gets you going pretty good.
Yep.
Coconut water.
Coconut water. The
What's
next
that?
Day. It's a new fad water from coconuts.
Okay.
I mean, it's obviously been around since
the discovery
of the
invention of
coconut.
They were invented. They weren't discovered. It's chemical.
So this is probably a chemical
creation. Isn't coconut water milk?
It does call it, yeah, the stuff that you crack out of that would be coconut milk, but coconut water is this new kind of
new
rehydration.
Not that you would have a hangover.
Exponential rehydration, really.
But there you go. Just in case something, there's a little mishap.
There's the Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Which obviously is... The vitamin A in the tomatoes kind of helps to recoup.
All right. So do we need to start writing some notes for people who are going to be late to work on Tuesday?
Yes. Here on Fun Friday, we'll always write you a note.
Okay.
And these are our word is our bond, sir.
That's right.
These are good notes that can be kept
No
forever.
Guarantee you won't get fired, but we'll write you a note.
All right. And the Top Shelf, tell me a little bit about Top Shelf.
Top Shelf, we're a professional bar service. That serves a community of Park City, Salt Lake, surrounding areas. We're most commonly known for the Park City Sunday Market, which is coming up. Everyone get ready for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
we will be
that's
there
right.
for sure.
Which they have a Bloody Mary bar at. So.
Yes. And that's June, isn't it? Let's just
And I
throw
think
June
Chardonnay
pretty...
Zinfandel actually bartends at it. She's okay. one of our normal callers.
Okay.
All right. Well,
fabulous.
I appreciate you getting up and coming in and talking to us. And if they want to find out how to rent you guys, do you have a website?
Certainly. Visit us at topshelfutah.com or see us on Facebook at Top Shelf Utah. If you have any questions about the cocktails we were discussing today, please send us a line. We're more than happy to help you out for your St. Patty's Day party.
Great.
Awesome.
Very, very, very fun. And
Thank
it'll be
you.
Great. And this is kind of also a warning to the folks downstairs.
Down at the liquor store. There's going to be a run.
Trying to give you a fair warning. That's all. There will be a run on that.
Right. We should give you one more fun fact before you go.
Guess how long
Guinness has been. Guinness has a 9,000-year lease for the brewery. And they paid £45 in 1759 as their lease agreement. I wonder if that's still they must
and that's
have,
it.
They must have gone up.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a lease.
It's
Isn't
a
that
lease.
Called rent control?
Yeah, rent control. That is some serious rent control.
Okay.
May your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you each morning and night. There's
Fabulous.
There's your blessing.
There's your cheers.
Thanks
you.
For coming in.
Go shopping.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
This is Larry Warren, and next on Mountain Money, the Car Guy. We'll talk with the Consumer Reports car editor about 2014's best car.
And this is Doug Wells. We'll also highlight Advice Media, another Park City startup with a national customer base.
Always something you can take to the bank on Mountain Money, Mondays at 9 after NPR News.
Brought to you by Park City Realty Group, Mountain West Bank, Park City Chamber Bureau, and Iron Mountain Group.
Okay, you can take that to the bank. So go to the bank, do a little shopping, have a nice little party, or decide that you want to go out for St. Patrick's Day. So,
yeah, I got one. We have a caller on the air. Thanks for holding on there. Fun Friday. Who's this?
Top of the morning to ya.
Uh-oh, Chardonnay Zinfandel.
It's Chardonnay O Zinfandel.
He's changing it up, huh? Well, are you going to be bartending this year at the Silly Market?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. I've already started.
Okay. You've already started.
You gotta practice.
Yeah.
What's the tradition in Zinfandel's household?
Well, I would like to tell you about our Irish wine, and my father was famous for it.
Okay.
It was... Oh, come on, baby. I didn't know that was your sister.
What?
Okay.
Oh, that was a good one. That is a real wine. Oh, we
right?
got we bit. That was that
We're
you got
have
me.
To do this show
got
at 9
me.
At night.
Yes. That's a little racist for our children out there. So we'll just pass it over. So life is good in
yeah,
the Irish.
My dog just got another knee.
Oh, that's right. He's only got two, right?
Yeah. He's bionic now.
Faster bionic. And stronger than he ever was before.
Do you have an yeah. Irish toast?
Oh, yeah.
I take soda bread. I put it in the oven on 400.
Right on.
Toast it up.
And
all right, so we should give you a toast. Let's see. This
yes.
is this is one you can share with your friends and family. We've got... There we go. Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, and a cold pint and another one.
That's right.
Or here you can talk. My friends are best friends, loyal, willing, and able. Now let's get to drinking, all glasses off the table.
I like that one,
that'll
too.
That'll start you.
Tuesday's going to be a little painful.
Yeah. Tuesday, the other one that I heard got out of them before they left was Irish coffee in the morning, iced coffee.
Oh.
So you do a little Bailey's into your coffee.
Is that for the next day?
That's for the person that actually makes it to work the next day.
Okay.
Mixes that in a little bit.
Not that we're condoning drinking on the job either.
Never.
Man,
never.
We went downhill fast today.
It was the wine. All right, Chardonnay. Have a good St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. And today is Pi Day.
Is it really Pi Day?
It's 314.
Oh.
Yeah, I want pie.
Okay.
I'm going with apple.
And the number, pie.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not. Although math is not our long suit here on Fun Friday, I did remember that 3.14.
I can eat from three pies.
Is your
also Albert Einstein's birthday and my mother's birthday today.
Really? Well, happy birthday,
birthday pie.
Mrs. Young.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
Only that for about 2 years.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. Ciao. Yes.
Oh, and birthdays to celebrate. What a day we're having.
Okay, so we've got some tickets to give away.
Let's
between
give them away.
Guests. So give us a call, 435-655-8255, the number to call. Tumbleweeds Children's Film Festival. You get this for free. Good family event that is going on this weekend from the 14th to the 16th, and you can give us a call during the show, and you don't even have to come up with a toast. So, but
just
we,
you
cheers. Know, anything but a cheers.
It's in town at the Santee Auditorium.
Yes, right here
so
at
it's
the
Saturday,
library.
Saturday, Santee Auditorium. You can check out UtahFilmCenter.org. If you want tickets to go, we've got several of them, so you can get a pair of tickets here, and you can go have some non-Irish movie fun.
There's some background here again. St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was British, and he was actually born, in Wales. And so at 14, he was captured and taken to Ireland, where he was forced into slavery for 6 years and made to herd sheep. All right. And then he was freed, and St. Patrick's returned to Ireland when he was 30 as a part of a missionary of Celtic pagans. And then they say that he was popular for driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah,
but
that is a folk.
That's a little metaphorical. Let's see, the metaphorical reference to driving evil and paganism out of Ireland.
So it wasn't actual snakes.
Not actual snakes.
Because I thought that if he drove all these snakes out of Ireland, it would really upset the neighboring countries.
Where are they going to go? They're
going to
turn
into. I would
be bothered.
They'd
hang up
in
Scotland, and that's where Nessie came from.
There you go.
Combination of snakes. No, it was a slang term for pagans, I guess, in Ireland.
Oh,
snakes.
Okay.
Where that came from.
Well, if you want something to do that is fun with the kids for St. Patrick's Day and speaking of snakes,
and this weekend,
so
what do we got?
So on Saturday, tomorrow at 10 in the morning, head down to Hogle Zoo. Have you been there in a while? Have you been to the zoo in a while?
We've got a good zoo down in Salt Lake City. Good thing
and
to do.
And they talk about the legend and the snakes. So they're having this at 10 o'clock. They're having this special.
The reptile house?
Yeah, it's called the Small Animal Building.
Ooh.
I think if you call it the reptile house, which is a reference to the zoo of the 60s, because, I wouldn't go in the reptile house.
Come
they don't
on.
Call it reptile house anymore.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't go. They call it the Small Animal Building. Now, that seems much more inviting and less creepy to me. And once you walk into the Small Animal Building,
you'll see the snakes.
You go, oh, crap, I don't want to be here. No.
Okay, but they got that going on all day tomorrow.
So it's going on. It's at 11 and 1. So they've got the special. They've got the special snakes thing going on for St. Patrick's Day at the zoo. And if you wear green, you get $1 off regular admission. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. Go to the zoo, check out the snakes, wear green, save a buck, have some fun with the family.
Okay.
That's the family angle of
will do. Punch cards starting to fill
day.
Up.
It is. So a little zoo time. You're going to go to Salt Lake once in a while anyway.
Oh,
you're going to
go
skiing. You can check out one of the concerts at one of the
resorts.
Plenty of music going on. Plenty of films going on. We've got theater
and music. Do we know what the Santee film is?
I don't know offhand, but I'll check on that. So there's plenty of things going on. But if you want to spend the day or the morning down at the zoo, that could be fun. if you didn't want to do that, there's other things going on. The St. Paddy's train, the Heber City train, that will be, let's see, going.
I wonder what they're going to do on that.
Today.
They just did the chocolate train.
Well, they've got,
delicious.
It's tonight. It's from 7 to 9 tonight. You can celebrate the luck of the Irish. It's a 2-hour round trip train ride, so go and be Irish. You can get your Irish on. You will be entertained by live Irish music. There will be some concessions, which include the famous corned beef and cabbage plate, Lucky Charms, and green desserts.
Yes.
Ah, is that green jello in the shape of a shamrock with marshmallows or something? So it's a St. Paddy's Day train. You could make it an event. 655-8255 if you'd like tickets to Tumbleweeds. We can hook you up this weekend. If you can't decide what to do, take the kids to a movie. Everybody likes movies. Doesn't everybody like movies?
Yep, so
it's a great 2-hour escape. I like it.
I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get what the first film of this series is at the Santee.
Okay.
But it's just kind of
It's just
me
not
around.
Working for you, is it?
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm moving a little slow today, too.
Windstorm at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Today?
March 15th. So it's
tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's okay.
See, it's unhappy to be spending the summer at her grandmother's farm. Mika, a rebellious teen, discovers that she has a talent for passion in riding horses, but she will be able to tame Windstorm. Oh, Windstorm! A horse considered too wild to be tamed. Check it out. I don't know. That was my commercial for Windstorm.
I'm
they're not going to call me.
They'll just move right
They'll
on.
They'll just move right along.
Okay,
we have more fun things to do here on Fun Friday.
Yes, we do. Actually, things are going on. If you haven't decided that you want to go to the third annual Saints and Sinners Ball.
Which is going on up in the Regis.
Yeah, St. Regis, Deer Valley.
Excellent.
Yep, it's a benefit. So it's a party. You can get a couple tickets. They do have tickets available. So I confirmed this yesterday.
Okay.
So if you waited till the last minute to decide, it's the Saints and Sinners Ball.
Costumes
tomorrow.
Encouraged.
Costumes encouraged,
either
but not required.
The saint or the sinner aspect. So
yes.
Get creative.
And that's at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So they're gathering the folks for this Saturday, the 15th. Cocktails are at 6.
Okay.
So maybe they'll have some snappy cocktail.
Snappy.
Dinner, auction, live band, dancing. And again, that's at St. Regis Deer Valley. So this benefits the student outreach program of the Park City Institute. So you get all the fun, and you also get to help them out, too. So
perfect.
They only do this once a year.
Well, yeah.
But the costumes.
St. Patrick's Day only comes once a year.
Well, there's a reason it's not twice, because they just can't make that much Guinness that fast. So that's
tomorrow.
Go check it out. 13
million pints of Guinness.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Check it out, and you can go tomorrow. There are still tickets available.
Mark me down for 4 of those.
Four tickets for the ball or 4 beers?
A combination thereof.
There you go. You can have it all. So the costumes, if you are new at this and you have a costume and it'll be fun. But if you've gone back year after year now and you know really how the game is played, you will up your game for your costume closet.
And if you are new to Park City, it is required in your house. Talk to your realtor about having
a costume closet.
Yeah. Wants to become a local. There's like 10 things to become a local, and a costume closet is definitely one of them.
One of them. So for fun things like this. So there's,
yes.
You know, it's... It's fun, and it's
comedy.
Also a benefit. And I think that's the beauty of a lot of things that go on in town. You get out there, you have some fun. It's food, it's a show, it's dinner, it's dancing, it's getting dressed up, and everything is a benefit to something. So you can feel good and not feel guilty about going out every weekend partying. So it'll kind of up your game. But it's for charity, so you go. Or I don't want to make it, you know, pitiful charity. It's for nonprofits in town. So every event is a double fold. Welcome.
Well, we have our next guest rolling into
Glad
the studio here, Chef Mike Budd, who happens to be one of the reasons I called Mike, is he is born on March 17th. And so I thought it was just apropos, besides the fact that I get to work with him all the time and have fun outside of Fridays. But Mike is a St. Patrick's Day baby, so maybe we can get a story out of him or two.
Well,
but,
welcome.
Welcome, Mike.
Happy birthday.
I haven't
birthday.
Remembered a St. Patrick's Day for almost 16 years.
There you go.
Wow.
Are there certain perks to being born on this day? Do bartenders like you a little bit more?
Definitely.
Okay.
Patrons, bartenders.
Yes. Okay.
Anybody who catches wind.
of Mike Budd, the whirlwind, yeah. on his birthday.
It's funny. I had a roommate for years, and he is exactly 1 year younger than me. So we...
And he's born on the 17th?
Yeah. Year? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We were pretty famous for throwing pretty crazy parties, yes, on that day.
See, a good time is
What do you
off.
Think takes precedence in a good St. Patrick's Day birthday party?
Oh, beer.
Beer.
Okay.
Beer or potatoes?
I don't know what I was thinking. That's a redundant question.
No, it's a solid question. We have made a point.
Yes.
And then there's, you can't have a little party without having some food.
You definitely need a base.
You need
foundation.
Food. Because it's just, you got to pace yourself.
All right. Get the pencils out. What do we got?
Do you guys have a website? We can also put that on there.
Oh, yeah. We'll throw it up on our Fun Friday website. So okay. Facebook Fansters, you find out first. Go to KPCW Fun Friday. Like us as the page. And after today's show, we'll throw up the cocktail recipes as well as the recipe you're about to give about. What are we doing first?
I could do either one. I've got a recipe for Irish soda bread,
yep,
or Irish stew.
Let's go with the stew first, because that's really what the – or you could do both. You could get the whole soda bread and then hollow it out and throw the stew into it.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah. But go ahead. How do we make a traditional Irish stew?
Well, you want to start with lamb meat.
Of course.
Oh, that's what makes
cheaper,
an Irish stew.
Cheaper, popular in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you start out by cubing up some lamb shoulder.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have your salt, pepper, some oil to cook that up in.
Okay. So you're just kind of like searing that in a pan, just kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll just kind of run down the ingredients, and I'll tell you how to throw them together.
I'm just joking. Go ahead.
This recipe calls for pearl onions, but, of course, you can use whatever onions you'd like. Carrots, pearl barley, chicken stock, a little beer.
Guinness, the preference, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, stout. Stout's the way
something
you should
flavorful.
Go. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
That's it? Just
other
onions,
than,
carrots,
like,
and celery?
Bay leaves and stuff like you'd put in the soup.
Okay.
A little thyme. And
a lot of time, depending on how much beer you're drinking while making this.
Is this like a crock pot kind of thing, or do you just make it
you could do
day
it in
of?
A, you could do it in a crock pot. I would think that stock pot would probably be better.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Apparently pans matter. There's different kinds of pans,
see?
And it matters.
Yeah.
We not only have height, we gotten width. You into the kitchen, which is a room in your house you hadn't seen in a long time. We now have you edumacated.
That's right. I can't. You know, I had one thing to fry in and one thing to boil in, but there's different kinds of pots.
Yeah.
Who knew?
So a stock pot.
Well, then about 12 or 15 new potatoes cut in half.
New potatoes, yeah. Not
so
the old
smaller.
Ones.
Yeah.
So the ones that have been sitting in the cupboard for a while, get
red
rid of
potatoes
those.
Yeah.
The red
okay.
ones.
So
golf ball size, right?
So what you want to do is you want to heat your vegetable oil up, and then in small batches start throwing in your lamb.
Okay.
So it doesn't release too much moisture, because you want to keep that oil hot. And then you kind of brown that up. Then you will add all your onions, carrots, and barley. Stir it all in. And then you add your liquid, so your chicken stock, your beer, your bay leaf, and your thyme, which are your spices, herbs.
Okay.
So far, so good. This is something I can do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty easy.
And then
you throw your potatoes in.
Okay.
And you boil or bring to a simmer, and then cover it for about an hour, hour and a half.
So, yeah, you want to start
that's
this.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So that no crock pot required. So
no.
If you have a little party, this is something you can do right after work, have your little party later. Seems simple enough.
And I'm sure you could do the same thing and just throw it in the crock pot and let it sit for a couple hours.
Yeah, I think you'd want to brown.
Outside
yes.
of the crock pot.
Brown all of your ingredients.
Okay.
Well, not all of them, but your lamb at least.
All right, but lamb is the secret. That's the thing
right.
I didn't know. All right, so you got this thing, and it's all simmered, and you got your cocktails and your not-so-alcoholic cocktails, and friends are coming over. What do you serve with stew?
Irish soda bread.
Yes.
Okay, so
there
it's an actual bread.
It is. Well, let's find out.
Yes, it's definitely an actual bread.
Okay.
But simple to make.
Yeah, so in a really big bowl, you combine... like flour, oats, brown sugar, salt, basically all your dry ingredients.
Okay. There's sugar in this bread.
Yeah, brown sugar.
I like it.
Salt, baking soda, and baking powder. Baking powder is your leavening agent, so it will
expand,
help rise. And then it calls for like cold butter. It's almost like a biscuit where you want it kneaded.
Kind of cut it in and knead it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recipe calls for like you can grate it on a cheese grater. Really cold butter.
I didn't know that.
Well, apparently, this is how we make it.
Okay, I like it. Go on.
And then in a smaller bowl, you'll want to mix together buttermilk and eggs.
Okay, so you're putting milk and butter together, or you can get buttermilk in
buttermilk
a carton.
Buttermilk is different than butter and milk.
So it's not butter and milk.
No.
It's buttermilk.
It's a specific thing.
Yeah, you just go to the store. It's right next to the other
milk. It's in a carton.
Yes.
Yes, it comes
in
a carton.
Okay, I'm on board so far.
And my
face
will not be on it.
No. Missing?
Nobody's missing me.
Well, as of 10:01, we don't know that.
At this point, we don't know.
And then what you do is you combine your wet ingredients and your dry ingredients. Until it can form a ball, and then you put it onto a floured surface, and you knead it for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Until it kind of gets soft and elastic.
Pliable.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just shape it into a round loaf, put it on a baking sheet, and before you throw it in, cut an X into the top so when it...
Actually, yeah, I got a thing about that. You cut the soda bread in half, or not in half, but just you cut it across the top
with a knife,
and it is to ward off the devil.
Okay.
Really?
Really. That's where the tradition comes from.
That doesn't sound pagan.
Not at all.
No. All right. So does it sit in a bowl for a while and rise, or do you just pop it right in the oven?
Yeah, do you have to proof it?
Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
You just pop it right in the oven.
When you're working with yeast, you'll have to proof it.
But there's no yeast in this one.
Right.
Oh,
Baking powder, I believe, is heat activated.
Yeah, and baking soda, I think, was where it comes with the soda bread.
So you score your
heavier.
X and you pop it in
the
oven?
It's probably got a little, carbonation type.
Yep.
Little zip.
Oh, I'm liking this. I can't wait to have some.
This is good.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
for about 45 to 50 minutes.
And then
start this bread, and then everything comes together all at once if you're so good as you could time your stuff. That's my problem.
Eggs and buttermilk. I didn't know that was your base wetness. Wow.
That's it.
Okay. How about, is there an Irish dessert?
It's pretty
dessert?
Dense, too. It's not like your, puff up.
Like dense bread.
No, it's more like a biscuit.
It's more like a biscuit. It's really dense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in on that.
Yeah.
Biscuits so if you get your bread done... It can sit for a little bit.
Oh, there you go.
So you want your bread done before your stew.
Okay. All right. Good
and
to
then,
know. Yeah.
Then you get the smell of the bread going throughout the house.
Yeah, that smells nice. Anything baking is good. Is there an Irish dessert we should have after dinner while having something else? Is there
Bailey's
some sort of traditional
always a good
thing?
Choice.
Oh, there you
Bailey's
go. Okay.
The
all
Nutty
right.
Irishman, which is Bailey's and Frangelico.
The dessert is in a glass.
It is usually liquid form.
It does not need to be on a plate with a fork. It's in a glass.
You could make Bailey's ice cream. You could do like vanilla ice cream with a little Bailey's mixed in.
On the top?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And put it
in a
margarita
dish.
Glass or something. In a glass. Something fancy.
In a fish
or
bowl.
By that point, I'm just eating it out of the barrel.
I was trying to class it up a little bit.
Just pass it. That's right. Mike was trying to class up our cocktails, and I have gone directly in the other direction with our dessert.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day, so it's okay. The flannel shirts, the jeans, go out, have some fun, be safe,
and
it'll be great. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think it'll be fun.
All right. Sounds
yummy.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay, I could do that. Maybe we can have some sort of Irish pizza. What would you put on an Irish pizza? Little bits of lamb?
Corned beef, cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage. And where did that start? Where did corned beef and cabbage start? I cannot go to the Croatian club in Joliet on St. Patrick's Day. I'm sorry, I love you, but I cannot do it. Where did that start?
Are you not a fan?
No.
Okay. Oh,
I know people love it. I think it's either a love or hate thing. So what's its origin?
I love it twice a year, maybe.
Okay, there you go. Corned beef and what is corned beef? It's a kind of a beef that's seasoned with something.
Cloves and cured.
Corn,
salt, salt
it
brine washed.
Oh, okay.
It's got, it's, there you go. It's definitely cooked and cured.
It's cooked and cured, all right. Oh, yep. And then the cabbage.
And cloves,
and
they turned,
oh.
You know, my dad would make it with cloves and then boil it in beer.
Maybe I'll have to go to that St. Mary's thing and really check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and
ask
and
the cabbage,
questions.
You get the same thing going with the cabbages.
And try it.
I cheat. I use the little packets that come with the.
Yeah?
The flavor packets that come with the corned beef. Like.
Yep.
Oh, it's easy. All right. So there's plenty of food to be had. There's plenty of toasting to be had. What a great holiday.
All right.
And it's a free pass for the Catholics. That cracks me up.
That really is a good thing. So we guess where the largest Irish-American population is.
It is
Boston, Massachusetts. 15.8% of their population
is
Irish. And then number two, guess
how
where number two is.
How come the parade's not in Boston?
They have parades all over the place.
Oh,
we just
okay.
happen to have the first one in New York. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chicago.
No, three. Chicago comes in at third with 12.68% of their
Irish,
population.
Irish,
the
Irish.
Second one got me. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly, that makes sense.
Philly's got 14.6% of their population.
See, that Fun Friday fact surprised me. I would not have put Philadelphia way at the top of the
Your
Irish
Your top
list.
10. Indianapolis rounding out the bunch at 8.6%. St. Louis at 8.7%. And then Cincinnati, Ohio at 9.05%. The only New York one that showed up here on the percentage
Binghamton.
Per is Buffalo, New York at 11.2%. Binghamton.
Okay. They got
all right. There's your Fun
time.
Friday fact, and we
Fabulous.
Should give you a toast before you take
oh,
off.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
When money's tight and hard to get, and your horses also ran, when all you have is a heap of debt, a pint of plain is your only man.
There you have it. I'm going to have to go to Ireland.
What does that even mean?
It'll make more plain? Sense Tuesday
what is
night.
Plain?
Plain, maybe harp lager or instead of your Guinness stout.
Something in
so
a
pint
pack?
Of plain.
Plain.
Oh, well, that okay.
Not thrilled by that one. Got something
okay,
else.
Okay, well, here we got. here's to a temperance supper with water in glasses tall and coffee and tea to end with. And me not there at all.
Oh, now all that right. I can dig.
There now that are. One, that one makes more sense.
It's like water, coffee,
yeah.
tea.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to that party.
No. I'm going to be all alone that night. Okay, that's a better one to leave it on. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
Have a happy birthday
me.
On Monday.
Enjoy.
And maybe we'll find out some stories from you and share it with our listeners next week when I get back from Fun Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Stay tuned. We've got some underwriters to honor and then our stupidest criminals of this week.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour. 7 days a week from 4 to 6, with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
The 2013-14 Eccles Center season will stretch imaginations, cross generations, and of course, entertain. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Cedar Lake Ballet, Garrison Keillor, Bernadette Peters, Dawes, All Wheel Sports, Boss Skaggs, Celtic Knights, a total of 15 magical performances. Eccles Center tickets and punch cards are now on sale. Call the all-season staff, 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute. Educating, illuminating, and entertaining since 1998.
All right,
all right.
Here we go.
Well,
but let's get this out there because
okay,
you might want to go to a parade. Salt
Who
Lake
doesn't
is,
love a parade?
Oh, especially for St. Patrick's Day. It's Saturday. It's St. Patrick's Day in Salt Lake. The
right
parade
here.
Is at 10 a.m. and meet at the Gateway. There's Irish music, dancing, food, whole lot of fun. It's free. There's a whole big party afterward. And go check that out. So you can get your parade on right here in Salt Lake City. Then
yep.
you can go down to the zoo.
Don't have to go to Boston or New York.
No, you can have it here in Salt Lake, and then you can come up, and then on the actual day of the 17th, Monday, you can go out in town. But you
or
can
the
go
Chicago
to a parade.
Parade.
Get dressed up. You don't have to take a flight to go to this parade. You just drive down the hill. So
wow.
it's there you go.
I got to be in the Chicago Irish Parade one year.
Were you a Lucky Charm?
No, I was a rider in a my friend E.J. McAdams had a Rolls Royce. It was a green Rolls Royce. So they asked his dad to be in the parade. And senior year, we got to go. It was Dave Kowalski, myself, and E.J. McAdams got to ride in the Irish parade, which was a blast. And it always rains. Depending on the weather in Chicago, which this year I'm sure will be like 10 feet of snow. They have just been buried. They're getting all our snow there in the Midwest.
They can send it out.
All right, are we going to roll into some stupid criminals, or do we have one more fun thing to talk about?
We have some prize winning criminals.
Okay, so this week I have chosen from all over the United States a Texas man who was arrested wearing a Cookie Monster onesie. This guy is not most brilliant, but Mr. Matthew Dwayne Coleman, who's being called Cookie Monster Coleman in the pen, he is on March 4th allegedly was stealing rebar piers and hurricane fencing while wearing his distinctive Cookie Monster onesie. And
because no one will see him in that.
Well, he went to the construction site, loaded all this stuff in his trailer, and it's not like it was hard to track him down. How many people are walking down the street with a onesie on?
Blend in.
Yes. So Cookie Monster Coleman has been put behind bars on a $30,000 bail.
Rebar bars?
He had a couple priors, believe it or not. And so he made my top. That was in.
That's pretty good.
That was, where was it? Friendsworth, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Next one. Again? Okay, so the Facebook is not the criminal fan. This man is a Michigan bank robber, shot his own picture, a selfie on Facebook, wearing or having his submachine gun. Jules Bear, 21, allegedly robbed two Pontiac financial institutions, got $4,000 out of the credit union, and then another $4,000 out of a Bank of America branch. But he wasn't done. Decided to go into the chemical branch in Bay City, hit them for $7,000.
Which state?
This is Michigan.
Okay. The guy, first of all, his problem is he's robbing a bank in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I'm thinking those financial institutions probably are not sitting too cash heavy right now.
It's like, there's nobody here.
So surveillance video caught him on camera, and they were able to track him down through what else?
Facebook.
Because he decided to put a distinct page up where he gave basically his own picture holding the weapon that was on camera.
That he
used. And he didn't even change his clothes. Apparently, the clothes were exactly the same as what was on surveillance tape. All right, but this guy's going to make the yearly one. Mr. Brandon Campbell, okay? Okay, he puts the idiot in stupid criminal. Here he is, after convicted on theft charges for what was he stealing? A GPS device. The 27-year-old Campbell was fitted with an ankle monitor where the court tracks his whereabouts. But Campbell didn't let the tracking bracelet stop him from hitting 15 houses around Epo County, Colorado. He basically allegedly made off with some nice hauls, almost like $90,000 worth of goods stolen from one guy. But his glory was short-lived when he was arrested after one burglary where the GPS data from his own ankle bracelet put him at the... It put him at the scene of all of these crimes at the time that they were committed.
He did not understand the concept.
He did not really. Well, the thing is he got busted for wearing the ankle, or he got busted for stealing a GPS device in the first place, which got him the ankle monitor. And you think that maybe he would realize that the ankle monitor.
Do you not know what a GPS does?
Do you not know that they track your. So basically, what does it say? The ankle monitors can really cramp your criminal style.
I guess.
Yeah, and apparently, he's going to definitely make the stupid criminal.
Yeah,
of the year.
He goes into the of the year awards.
Well, thank you for listening to Fun Friday.
I learned something.
We learned a lot. See, you're smarter having listened to the show. And we want to thank our sponsors, Zermatt Resort and Spa, Homestead Resort, Foothill, Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, and San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate. And we've made a lot of fun about Guinness and drinking, but please do not drink and drive on this holiday. Be smart. Go out, have fun, but there's many cab services, or walking is always a suggested
buses
thing.
Buses
run late. And have fun, but be smart about it. Think before you drink
drive. And thanks to Mike and Mike, and happy birthday.
Yes,
Thank you. Happy birthday early.
Okay, this is KPCW Park City. We'll be right back.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.